Patriots, welcome back for round two. We're going to dig in a little bit to the Federalist Papers today. Again, as we do every day, we're on number 51 today. So we're turning the corner and headed towards that grand finish at 85 with only 30-some to go. This has been quite a little journey going through these. Quite a little look at our past. And hopefully we'll continue to find that understanding that we need constantly to better understand where we are and what our Constitution is supposed to be doing, which is not working currently. It's amazing to me how compliant people are. We have very few voices out here screaming very loudly over the current situation. We have just a lot of people that have just quietly resigned themselves to the fact that, well, this is just the way it is. Can you imagine if our founding fathers had just resigned themselves to this is the way it is, that the voices that are saying that the Constitution, which was the new revision of the Articles of Confederation, all those that were criticizing it would have been loud, and our founding fathers just said, oh, it's just the way it is. They wrote 85 papers for all those people out there, people, veterans, all those out there that are walking around either saying that this is a good thing, that we finally have a president up there that does this or that, or trying to convince themselves that there's nothing they can do. Why don't you spend time reading the Constitution and the Federalist Papers to figure out what the heck was intended to happen? That's the point of these shows. It's the point of these shows to bring truth to light. I have no place for willful ignorance. And I have no place for blindful politics when politics have nothing to do with the reality of what's going on. Politics is the spin. It's not the reality. We didn't start this country as a Democrat or a Republican. We were Americans. Theodore Roosevelt, there's no place, there's no room for a hyphenated American. You're either an American or you're not. In other words, you can't be a 50-50 American. You've either decided to be an American or you're not going to be an American. And right now we're witnessing a lot of that. Again, we're seeing the division of the nation, and it is dividing. Don't kid yourself. How it gets healed, I don't know. I really don't. And that's above my pay grade. What I know is I'm not going to worry about it healing. I'm worrying about it getting reset to two principal pillars, in God we trust and power back to the people through the Constitution. Not some goofball black power, black fist nonsense that says power to the people. None of that BS. We're talking about a constitutional pillar, which is gives power to the people to keep its government in check and holds its government accountable to itself, not the government holding us accountable to them. And in God we trust, which is a way of life. It's a process of living with God in all things and living within a framework of moral law. Moral law is we are accountable to something greater than ourselves, meaning we are accountable to God and of God's laws and God's values. And it's a necessary part of who we are and what we're doing right now, because if we don't live this way and return to this way, the prison awaits. It's real easy. Just take the injection. I don't think a show has gone by now in probably 2 weeks or 3 weeks that I haven't brought up this point of the injection, because it's a critical threat right before us. And these goofballs that are thinking that they're going to get their freedoms back, God-given freedoms. I mean, I still roll over this conversation I had with a Marine friend of mine. I'm still, and every day I think about it, I'm like, what happened? Where in the Constitution did it say that your rights would be given back, that God gave you if you obey to taking an injection for a fake man-made constructed flu strain with a lethality less than 1%, and to believe that was the righteous thing to do? That is the ultimate in brainwashing, by the way. Good job, Marine Corps. Apparently you won the propaganda war on your own people. Department of Defense is not as brilliant of an entity as most people think. It is a machine like every other federal agency. It is also, so I'm very clear about it, I've had great experience with working with some amazing people and some amazing minds. But don't kid yourself. There's idiots that abound in there as well. And the Department of Defense, at the end of the day, is a bureaucracy. And one of the greatest ironies of all is the largest socialist, well, I should say it this way, is one of the most heavily funded socialist organizations in the world, tasked, this is the part I love, is tasked with protecting sovereignty and freedom given to us by the Constitution. That's a head scratcher. Try to figure that one out sometime. It isn't that we don't have soldiers of good heart, but we're having a pretty high level of expectation to think that the military is going to step in and fix a problem of socialism with an insurgency built on socialism, really Marxism. It's two peas of the same pod. The only way that this is going to fix itself is for people to stand up and to do the thing our founding fathers intended from the beginning, to hold the government accountable to itself. If we can't do that, this is going to be a very long and painful ride. It is absolutely necessary that people do their due diligence and hold this government accountable. Anybody that thinks that a fake president, pedophile, and criminal sitting at a secretary desk is normal, signing away, ruling the country by executive pen swashing, I mean, what type of tomfoolery is that to even think that that's normal? And yet that's what's happened. And anybody that supports that regime is not loyal to the Constitution. And I mean that exactly as I said. I don't care if you're in uniform or not. If you think that this administration is a good thing and you've sworn an oath in particular to the Constitution, you've sworn an oath of a lie. Because this administration is operating through executive fiat. And there is nothing in our Constitution that authorizes that. So if a person is in uniform, be it a police officer, be it a federal official, be it a person in uniform, be it a Marine, be it a person in special operations, if you have sworn your allegiance and oath to protecting and defending the Constitution in any form, and you're thinking that this is a good administration, you're a traitor. And I mean every word of what I just said. You're a damn traitor. And you're lying to yourself, and you're lying to this nation, and you're lying to the people that are funding the position you're in. And let me re-stress that point. A public servant is exactly what it says. You're choosing a life to serve the people, not to be above them, but to serve the people. You are subservient to the public and to the public's will. And your service is to the Constitution, not your corporate city state, not your damn union, and not your emotions and how you feel about your damn party. That's not in the Constitution. And either you serve the people and in so doing serve the nation and in so doing serve God, because the nation, whether people like it or not, whether they are agnostic, atheist, Buddhist, I could care less. The end of the day, it was built on the foundations of the Judeo-Christian ethics. That's how we got here. And your service is to a moral law defined in the Declaration of Independence, which is a part of our official documents in this nation. And that moral law is constructed on Christian faith. So if that makes you a little uneasy, or you want to go running over and get your big hug and squeeze from Hussein, the damn traitor, the Kenyan, go. But while you're at it, keep running, get on a boat and leave. I have no room for this waffling nonsense. And it's everywhere. It's in our military. It's in our police departments. It's in our agencies. It's bad enough that it's out here in our public schools. And boy, of our teachers, let me tell you, they are on the top of the get rid of list. Every time I say that, somebody says, well, I'm a teacher. It's a noble profession if it was not so corrupted. But if you're a teacher and you're part of this system and you're not speaking up and fighting, which you can't for very long before they suppress you, you're going to have to make a decision. If you're in the military and in uniform right now and you're serving this Marxist organization, you better start figuring a way to defy that. And if it's going to continue, you better get out. Because if you think that you're going to be able to correct this problem from within by obeying orders that are coming from a puppet who's getting instructions from Obama and others, including China, you're a damn fool. Right now, I trust a large percentage of the veteran community. Right now, my faith, to be honest with you, in our standing military is not great. That does not scare me, nor should it scare you. It's the fact that these people are living in a lie. The military is always about, and the soldier is always about me, me, me. To a certain degree, I support that because they've given service to the nation in some extreme areas. And yes, when it comes to their medical and so forth, that's fine. But there's an expectation that comes from that service as somehow they deserve, constantly deserve more. So while we've propped up the military, given them the benefits, given them the funding in the trillions, we still have more damn homeless in this country than we've ever seen before. We have people without food. We have children going without food. We have more abortions than we've ever imagined. And we've got the trafficking of kids coming across our border as our military wants more pay raises, wants more health benefits, wants more equipment to go blow the hell out of somebody. Mind shifts. The public has to demand the shift. I'm not a liberal, but I'm sure talking like one today, because when we get down to the fundamentals of the Constitution and we get down to what our founding fathers put before us, they concerned themselves with the exact problem we're having right now, which is a standing military. And one that becomes a professional class that then sees itself as entitled, and because it has the guns, thinks it has influence, not in terms of a coup, because the military doesn't play that game. Fortunately, not yet. But what they do instead is they like to use that power of the military-industrial complex, which we were warned about by Eisenhower, to get their way and to ultimately lead us into this bastion of hell. The military-industrial complex only wins when there's war. When there is no war, they're not making money. It's a pretty sick way of the future. And right now, on top of that, I mean, think about this other part that we're doing here. We have a military that is openly embracing, rooting out radical white extremism while letting Antifa run wild and BLM run wild amongst its ranks and encouraging anybody that wants to get a gender flip to come on in and get a snip and tuck at the cost of on the taxpayer dime. That is wanton corruption. Not even to talk about the other levels of that. That's wanton corruption. Thinking that their ticket, their use of public funds to do that is acceptable. Any doctor, any medical professional, any member of the service that's supporting that, you're a damn traitor. You're a traitor to the people. In the Constitution, somebody wants to get a snip and tuck, it's their own choice, at their own expense and at their own dime, not at the taxpayer's expense. The next thing you're going to hear is, if you're in the military and you want an abortion, come on in. You can sleep with anybody you want. You can get yourself knocked up as many times as you want. And guess what? We're going to pay for your abortion every time you need it. And better yet, we'll get the taxpayer money back by selling fetal parts. This is where we're headed. So I say all this to put things in context because there's a lot of military worship that still goes on amongst the Patriot ranks. There's a lot of worship of when's the military going to fix this? They're not. We are. And it's going to be patriots in all walks of life that fix this, not the military. The military is a broken institution. It's run by too many people that have accepted the values of globalism. And there's too many people in the military that have never worked a day in their life in their own business to understand a damn thing about what business is about. They don't even know what they're defending. They know the ideals. They've never done it. So when you get the opportunity to worship the military, don't. The way that you thank a soldier, the way that you thank a veteran, is by taking action in your community and defending the Constitution. Their role is to defend our country. When we're talking about foreign invaders they can physically see, most of them can get their head around that. But since there are no Chinese tanks rolling down the street, we're not able to see the 80% of the military that would stand up. And yeah, you just heard what I said, the 80%, because there's 20% in our ranks that suck. But we don't have tanks rolling down our streets because most of these knuckleheads can't envision a war, and I'm telling you this firsthand. There's a reason that I get along so brilliantly with Special Forces and why I've had the privilege of actually being able to develop training for them. Because they think unconventionally. They're brilliant men. They think warfare in the way warfare actually works. They are truly America's best. They are. Green Berets are the backbone of the greatest defense force we've ever created and the world has ever seen. I love every one of those men that serve in that uniform. We have great special operators in our ranks that equally do good things, but there are a whole bunch of knuckleheads out here in our ranks that can't imagine a war that takes the form of cyber and informational, political, economics. They can't imagine those domains. Because unless it has a trigger, and unless it has a uniform, and unless it has an armored personnel carrier or an armored tank and a $1 billion budget, it's not an army. They don't get the fact that we have been taken over within by a political movement that's been funded by corporations that are working on a multinational level, what we call transnational organizations, running by transgenerational groups, bloodlines of families that have been passing this along using the institutions of what we consider to be free and fair economies, which they're not. Their connections through crony capitalism to circumvent the Constitution, to engineer a fake plandemic, to try to break the economy, break the will of the people, use their corporate back doors to prevent and shut down faith, force people compliance into masks, and worse, into accepting an experimental injection. And because so many of these knuckleheads out here are working in an institution that directs them of what to do every day, including making their damn bed and what to eat, much of our military has fallen into the trap of being blindful, willful drones. And they've lost the power of what won the war and gave us the edge in World War II, which was free thought. Our commanders in World War II were free thinkers. Much of our command these days are obedient drones. Even though they'll try to tell you that they learned that in command college, that wasn't the way they think now. It is the way they think. They're compliance-based leadership. So all of this is setting the context. And we're going to do 50. We're going to do 51 tomorrow. I'm just going to continue on this. Tomorrow is Federalist Paper number 51, not today. All of this is setting the compliance or the conditions that when we talk about draining the swamp, part of that swamp is the military itself. You don't get to exclude the military in a way of saying that, okay, well, there's a bunch of corruption in D.C., but somehow the military is this pure and moral entity. It's not. It is a reckless organization on many levels. On many levels, it's efficient. It does great work for the nation. But there's a myopic and isolated thinking that occurs within its ranks because of its way of not being interactive with the public. In many of these special operations areas, a lot of the outside news of the world isn't even coming in because they're so mission-focused. I understand that. But you need to understand that too. The expectation that everybody in the military is aware of the level of this corruption of what we're currently dealing with is naive. When I brought this idea up 6 months ago on Twitter or 8 months ago on Twitter, whenever I was there last, because they said I was a bad person. They said I was very, very bad. Very bad, in fact. They said I was so bad that I had actually created fake accounts and was telling things on different accounts. Which is all, of course, I didn't do, but I enjoy reading their letter by a triggered liberal because it was, you have violated our rules so severely that you must be punished forever. You can never come back. But we'll keep your account active so you can still see it, but we won't erase it. But you're bad. You're bad, 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 bad. So thank you very much. Appreciate it. Whatever. Moving along. I think I'll go back to drinking my coffee and enjoying some nice music and whatever. Look, the American dream is a fantastic vision for the world. It's the Constitution and what we represent is not just physical. It's inspirational because it gives the world the knowledge that someplace, some haven around the world, there is truly such a thing as freedom. And if our military truly understood that, not just the ideals of going over and crushing an opponent, there'd be a lot more noise coming from its ranks. So I understand that there's a lot of delicacies in the strategic levels of operations. I'm not naive to that. I understand very clearly that there has to be some delicate walk for the military's perception with the public that it doesn't become perceived as an organization of a coup, like a banana republic, and getting involved in politics. But facts are facts. And the facts are that you have an administration right now It is illegal. It was part of a process of stealing an election. The election was stolen by an active operation by corporations and foreign governments. It used a platform called Dominion that targeted key districts to throw the vote. But worse than that, it used almost every aspect of voting, including the transition of the votes through the cloud, to, in one way or another, affect the vote through the algorithm. The military can't imagine that that is, for many, they can't imagine that that corruption didn't just start at Dominion. It is deep. It's a corruption that goes to government agencies. It's a corruption that goes to the law, the institutions of law. And here's the kicker. And because this is ultimately why, if you accept that in the military, you have to accept something very brutal. And here's the brutal truth. In order to accept that the system is that deeply corrupt, you now have to accept that many of the wars that you fought and your brethren died for were not done for the true purposes in which you were told, that you were lied to by political institutions and corporate classes to lead you to your death and your brethren to your death for the sake of power and money. And worse yet, destruction of key segments of the world to keep people constantly at war with one another. A self-fulfilling prophecy. That isn't just conjecture. That's provable. And it's been provable for a long time. It's just whether people wanted to listen. So one of the things that we're faced with right now is a real gut check, a real reality moment, that those in their ranks have to start realizing that there was only been one president, whether you liked him or didn't like him, there's only been one president that took you out of wars in the last 50 years, and his name is President Donald J. Trump. And yes, he's still president, because he was never not president since they stole the election, and he was rightfully elected in. Anybody that believes that Joe Biden was able to conjure up more than 80 million votes, so let's put this in context. For Joe Biden to outpace President Trump with more than 80 million legal votes means that literally almost 200 million people in this country voted. That didn't happen. It never happens. So, for those in the military, and I know that there are people that listen to this in their ranks, and this is one of my focus points this morning. You have a responsibility to the Constitution, not to political parties. You have a responsibility to America, its people, not political parties. You have a responsibility to God, because you swore a Constitution, you swore your oath to a Constitution that is grounded in God we trust, and in a framework built around moral law. That is what you swore your oath to. For every police officer out there, for every sheriff out there, for every federal agency, for every federal member of the government out there, when you've taken your version of an oath to the Constitution, you are swearing that oath to the people, not to your damn union, not to your city council, not to your corporate city organization, not to your paycheck, and definitely not to your retirement benefits that come through the privilege of being funded by the public. You swore your oath to protect and defend a constitution. And to fail to do so, to start enacting edicts or laws that are against the Constitution, against people's rights, and telling yourself that it's okay, walking into churches to threaten pastors, forcing people to put on a mask, threatening people with your badge or your agency's power. All you are is a damn tyrant. And for the military out there that's doing nothing, you're just part of the tyranny. There comes a time in the ranks that people have to make a decision. Are you serving the nation or are you serving your job? Are you serving your nation as you swore an oath to? Or are you serving a corrupt institution? The people are awakening. And I say this because it's an important point of accountability. As more and more people awaken, everybody in these positions, from a police officer to city council, there's fewer of you than there are of us. That's not a threat. That's a reality of numbers. And in this country, there's more people awakening to what the real meaning of the Constitution is and what it is to serve the people than there are people in the positions of servitude to the people. So if you are not upholding the Constitution and doing your duty that you swore to, avoiding the pitfalls of the fake science, standing for what is right, not what is fearful, upholding the values of the Constitution, digging in and getting knowledgeable about what manipulation and lies are going on out here, not condemning people for being tin hatters or crazy or conspiracy theorists simply because you're too stupid or too little time on your hands to dig. And those words being stupid are bold and they're powerful and they're degrading intentionally, because at this point in time, the public is serving the nation more than the people in the uniform or in these institutions, the public. And they're not getting benefits. The patriots out here that are fighting every single day for truth don't get free medical care because we put in so many years of service to try to elevate truth to this nation. They're not going to get a Purple Heart. They're not going to get some benefit because they have PTSD from flying drones over the world, which is so stressful that you have to end up getting 30% of your salary for the rest of your life. They're not going to get any of that. And yet the damage that's being done on a daily basis to people's lives, to people's reputations, is no different than it was in the revolutionary period. Because the people out here not in uniform are the true patriots right now. The people out here not in uniform are the ones that are saving this nation. So if you're in uniform, if you're in service, you better start making a decision of where you stand, because there is an atonement coming and your service will be considered in a very different light as truth continues to surface. If you're a medical professional and you're pushing this damn vax, you will not be forgotten, but trust me, it won't be a legacy you'll ever want to live with. If you're making a choice because you're concerned about the AMA or some other board pulling your license because you don't have the backbone to stand up and to tell the truth, your perpetuation of this injection is a crime against humanity. If you doubt that, look at the legal case that was just accepted by The Hague. Nuremberg crimes against the state of Israel by its own people. That's only the beginning. Look at the cases emerging out of Germany, and there's other legal battles coming here. Everybody pushing that damn vax is going to be held to an accountability and to a level of accountability that will make heads spin, because it's going to be based on Nuremberg crimes on a global and international level. This is a time for people to make a choice. You're either an American or you're not. There's no room for being a 50-50 American. If you're a socialist, that's not in the Constitution, I hate to tell you. Because by definition, socialism is tyranny. And if you don't understand that, because you've grown up in a world of being in uniform, where from the time you signed up and you went in and you got your ass wiped for you by someone else or told you what toilet paper to use, it's time to start being an American and start acting like one. Whether you're in uniform or not. There are an amazing number of veterans out here that get this. And it's going to be the veteran community that leads the way. But those in uniform right now need this. And whether it's comfortable or not, people that know me know that I am a dedicated patriot. I will do anything for this nation, and I will defend our veterans to the end. But I will not defend silence, and I will not defend obedience to tyranny. I will never defend that. And those that sign that oath, that can't understand that, that make the decision every day simply to obey an order because someone's told, simply to do something because someone said, and don't have the wherewithal to research it and find out what's really going on in this country, and then to make a stand, to pressure and question the leadership and be bold, you don't deserve the uniform you're wearing. I would rather see 30% of the force that we have and have that force be loyal to the people and loyal to the principles of the Constitution at any cost, ensuring that there's no possible way that this tyranny would ever happen again, which means everything from corporate tyranny to educational tyranny. Because when commanders and soldiers make a decision to shape their oath around their political orientation by party, at that very moment, you have ceased in your job to be effective. And your oath means nothing. Your oath is to the Constitution, not to a political party, not to a political orientation, not to a sexual gender. The oath is to the Constitution. And if you don't understand it, if you haven't read it, then get busy. And in the end of the day, if that swearing of that oath means that you have to step outside your ranks and challenge your leadership, then that's what you do. And if that oath means that you have to make a decision to walk away from your job, or find a way to work some insurgency from within, then get busy. The people have endured an incredible fight which the people in uniform have no understanding about. The people of this country, the patriots of this country, have been fighting for truth for a lot of years, and they've been tagged and excoriated in the media. Every single person that has a megaphone out here, and every single person that has been fighting in one time or another has been tagged by the media, some more viciously than others, as a conspiracy theorist, as a radical right, as a threat to national security, and most probably as a Christian that's threatening the entire nation. If a person takes a little bit of time and just lets their mind function as intended and uses reason and logic, which was the foundation of our Constitution and what our founding fathers gave us, and you start asking yourself how come every single time someone stands up and speaks for truth, they get tagged as a conspiracy theorist, including this injection, and they get to a place where every single moment in their lives where they've willfully done something, and then you turn around and say, well, I don't want to hear the truth because it's conspiracy theorists. You're a damn fool. That means you don't want to hear the debate, and you're not open to looking at what's being said. The most amazing story here of Tin Hatters proven true. And I mean this, and it is an amazing story, is chemtrails. I've not studied them. I know about them, but I knew people in 2016 that were beating the drums, screaming bloody murder about what it was doing. And even then, I was a bit suspicious. But when Congress comes out, as it did 2 years ago, and openly admits that it's been doing a black ops engineering funding of the weather, weather engineering, That's pretty amazing. Weather weaponization has been part of our weapon systems for years. So when we start to look at everything in our lives and we start to realize how every single time somebody speaks up, they're tagged as a conspiracy theorist. All that is shaping, and we know that on the Patriot side. But too many people can't seem to get their head around the fact that the institutions that you're relying on from top to bottom are corrupted. And so we go back to the military. There are loyal and amazing patriots within the ranks. But there's also equally deceitful leadership that's permeated throughout the ranks. A leadership that's loyal, not to the Constitution, but instead to another position that's a very nefarious one. To, it's the people's role, don't get involved. That isn't our place because it's politics. That's a convenient place to be when you're in uniform. But we're not dealing with politics as usual. This isn't a politics issue. This is an insurgency that was run on this nation in a weapon, a means of warfare done by informational, cyber, economics, political, and educational. It was an attack run over years, not over days. They prepped the battlefield over 20 to 30 years, and then they launched that lethal moment on November 3rd. And behind the scenes of that was another engine called pharmaceutical. And they hit that wave, and they launched that wave of attack against the people and against our military. And we've had compliance all the way through by those men and women in uniform. That's not what we hired you for. It's not what we put you in uniform for. We put you in uniform and had you swear that oath and funded this with our money, not yours, our money. Because we trusted in you to do something, to know the Constitution, to protect and defend against enemies, foreign and domestic, and to understand the evolving nature of warfare and its evolving threats. That's your damn job. So get busy. Because we've been fighting on the front lines here for 5 years. Our president is Donald J. Trump. Your role is to get rid of this insurgency as it needs to, as we fight the ground fight. Get involved. The time is now. No more games. Because one way or another, the people are going to win this fight. And in the end, there's not going to be middle ground. There's not going to be excuses. There's not going to be anything out here that you're going to be able to hide behind. You're either going to have been a patriot or not. You're either going to be have stood with God in this process or not. But there's no middle ground. And so for those in uniform that think that you're going to be able to walk this neutral place of saying, nope, this one isn't on us, this is the people's, you're living a damn lie. Because at one point or another, you're coming out of uniform. And if this current administration continues like it is, it's going to be sooner than later because your budgets are going to get hacked. And you're going to come out of uniform. And people are going to ask you, what did you do? And if you're going to be honest, most of you are going to answer nothing. Because it was a people's fight? Well, the people are fighting. And they've been waiting a long time with hope that the military would do its job. That time and that clock is about run out. Make a choice. You're either an American or you're not. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the time in which we live, and we thank you for the strength of the patriots in this nation. Patriots who have served in uniform, patriots who have never served in uniform, but now are serving in the greatest capacity. We're blessed by the numbers in the ranks that have come to you to stand boldly in the name of God, and in the name of Christ, to protect and defend this nation at all costs, to give everything they can for a world that we dream of, that was given to us in the documents of the Constitution and framed by the moral laws of your own laws, Lord. Let us be the voices that we need now to carry this nation, to awaken the many that are trying to walk a line of no choice, of being obedient to structures and powers that are so corrupt that they've left the people to fend for themselves. But Lord, this is what we know, and we are humbled in this moment, that we are not left alone, that the greatest commander of all, our King, Jesus Christ, is before us, and that you, Lord, are guiding us. And with your grace and our humility and trust in you, we will win this fight boldly. And we will do so in your name and in his. And so we say these words in Christ's holy name. Amen. Patriots, do not lose hope. Do not put your hope into institutions that are here to save you. This country was built on the foundation of what the Federalist Papers have said all along. It was an accountability to the people, not to a military, not to a tyrant, not to a small elite class of rulers or monarchs. This country was built on the foundation of accountability to the people. It's time to step away from the paradigm, which is more of an excuse and a crutch that somehow the military is going to come in and sweep and save the day. It's always been us. We are the plan. Fear nothing. There is nothing to fear, for we stand with God. So keep your head up and your eyes forward. Never bow to evil, never relent. Always press into the fight. God will win this fight. Our prayers are there. Our strength is there. Our rock is there. Fear nothing, because in the end, God wins, and we win with him. I'll see you tonight for Fishers with Men at 9 p.m. East Pacific, midnight Eastern. Until then, or until the next time, God bless, and out for now.
We shall pay any price, bear any burden, meet any hardship, support any friend, oppose any foe, to assure the survival and the success of liberty.
Every thoughtful citizen who despairs of war and wishes to bring peace should begin by looking inward, by examining his own attitude towards the possibilities of peace. Too many of us think it is impossible. Too many think it is unreal. But that is a dangerous, defeatist belief. It leads to the conclusion that war is inevitable, that mankind is doomed, that we are gripped by forces we cannot control. We need not accept that view. Our problems are man-made. Therefore, they can be solved by man. And man can be as big as he wants. No problem of human destiny is beyond human beings. Man's reason and spirit have often solved the seemingly unsolvable, and we believe they can do it again.
Surely the opening vistas of space promise high costs and hardships, as well as high reward. So it is not surprising that some would have us stay where we are a little longer, to rest, to wait. But this city of Houston, this state of Texas, this country of the United States was not built by those who waited and rested and wished to look behind them. This country was conquered by those who moved forward, and so will space. We choose to go to the moon in this decade and do the other thing, not because they are easy, but because they are hard. Because that challenge is one that we're willing to accept.
The energy, the faith, the devotion which we bring to this endeavor will light our country and all who serve it. And so, my fellow Americans, ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
Has waited thousands of years to show its face. It has only one intent, to destroy God's light and to enslave. It has no scruples. It has no rules but one, to win at any cost. But we will never bow, for we are the remnant that will hold the line. This is war. We fight. We push. We climb. We never give in. We become the nightmare that evil didn't know could exist. We pray. We stand. We live by the words, "In God we trust." We fear nothing. We are the light that can never be extinguished. We are patriots. We are the digital army that will help deliver God's wrath.